Okay, let's get started here. Yeah, so are we in the Tosa? Samach Vavam Nalf Michlal. Okay, there's a little bit of a problem chat wise in the whole Tosa Sugya. And the Gilgan Ashas brings it out somewhat in a little bit of a confusing way. But the problem is like this, just factually. Just factually speaking, can you have a case according to Abaye of min b'mino that's no sin tam lefgam? What's that? Baye holds go by Tom. No, so Baye holds min b'mino is defined by Tom. So how is it ever possible to have a min b'mino no sin tam lefgam case?
By definition, it makes it a different min.
By definition, it makes it a different min already. That's what the Gilgan Ashas is bothered by. I mean, somewhat bothered by. So Lishvach, right? Either way, right? The whole thing doesn't apply to min b'mino point of a bay. It's just neutral. It's just the same.
So how does that become a problem? Where's the problem? He holds that you can.
The problem is, what are they trying to derive from this? This whole shakla v'tarya is going to a bay. So how could you have a, how could they be learning that in this case that the Gemara is really asking on Abaye if it's a mashu in the beginning, then why is it in other words, the ones who are trying to derive from this case that there is a iser mashu even on a pagam, even on a lefgam, they can't really derive it from this case, because this whole Gemara is according to Abaye. And Abaye just can't have that case. So that's what the Gilgan Ashas is saying the Tosas could really be saying simply that you can't prove from this case, because this case is Abaye. But in terms of analyzing the Svara, we just have to forget about this problem for a minute. Okay? Because Tosas and the Rush are just, they're concerned with a Svara question, which would apply to the way we hold. Because according to Rava, you certainly can have the case. According to Rava, you just go by shame. Right? So it's very possible to have a case of min b'mino and the nosin tam lefgam, because he just goes by shame. There's no factual problem with Tosas and with Rava in having that case. It's just would seem to be a problem with Abaye, that it's just not, there's no metzias of such a case. But Tosas and the Rush are arguing in the theoretical framework itself. So I guess it would come out metzias wise only for Rava. Mashu, right? The Gilgan Ashas mentioned in the middle. The Shir Devrayim De Aftim Neim Anosin Tam Gam Havi Kim Mashu. Even if you're going to say Nosin Tam Lefgam is like a mashahu and not bottle, Mikol Makom, Hacha de Parchin Labaye, but nonetheless in this Gemara, the Gemara is going according to Abaye, de Bosser Taimaz Linan, Memela, but Nosin Tam Lefgam, Dain Taiman Shovel, Lo Havi Min B'mino. So Memela is not going to be Min B'mino. Of a Ledina, de Kaimalan Karava, de Bosser Shmoz Linan, Lo shayach kain. The mabekach tayi they have pagam ein time and shav mikom hashav b'shma. But for Rava, it's not a problem, because as long as it has the same shame, it's min b'mino. So for Rava, it's not a problem of finding the case of a min b'mino lefgam. Right. V'im kain, but the Gilgan Ashas just doesn't like Tosas as far. He says, "Vim kein ma chilek bein hecha demin b'shein amino b'mashu lehecha demin b'mino b'mashu." He's going back to the beginning where he doesn't like Tosfos Svar at all. Okay, but anyway, just I know that if you're thinking about it for a while, you'll probably stumble across this problem. So I just wanted to let you know that I'm fully aware of the problem and I have absolutely no solution. Okay, but in terms of just, let's just approach this in terms of Svara. What is the, can we define this question of nosing tam lefgam, if nosing not tam lefgam is mutter under this mashu? So it comes up l'maisa, l'halacha, like it's brought down in the tour, in Shulchan Aruch, in Tof Mem Zayin. Because we hold, even though we hold like the Rabbanon, that min b'mino is batal barov, we still have a case of an isamashu on chametz on Pesach. So that's where it's brought up in the Narachayim Tuf Mem Zayin. Do you say that no sin tam lefgam? The Torah says b'Pesach Rashbam Oser. I just question if it's who it is actually. If it's Rashbam or someone else. B'cheina Rav Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz. The Huarav Rabbeinu Meir mi Rotenberg, Kosav, Ani Osir Laatzmi, Hov and Nofak mi Pumi de Rashbam, Vani Matir Lacherim, Ki Rabbeinu Tam Variha, you more and latter, the Alpha Pekin, any regular Lomar, the Sholim, Pluks of the Ravzu, Ravim Nome Aleim Adkan. So it's a big issue. The Rashbam says it's Osir, Rabbeinu Tam says it's Mutter. It's not clear if the Ri says Mutter too or not, whatever, so the Bach about that. But the Rami Rutenberg didn't want to paskin on the Shalom. So he said he was Machmer himself because the Rashbam said it was Usher. But there are others who are Matir, so he couldn't say it's Usher to for other people. But he didn't want to say it's Mutter either. He would just say, it's a machlokas. Okay, anyway. Virashi Pasak Lahatir, let's say Hiskimadoni of Irash. But the Rush holds Mutter. That's the Rush we're doing over here. Yeah. So it's not like just Stam Ashit that Tosfos is quoting and you just disregard it like some minority out their position. So we really have to put our minds to it then. Okay, so what do you say here? Yeah, so the rush gives two answers. Second answer is like Tosfos. First answer is a little bit different, right? His first answer is yeah, he says, he quotes the Shita, right? The Shita is quoted the same way, right? He says, V'lo nihira d'nei dech mira bohen Torah le'osram b'mashihu. Now, who's really? And then he says, V'lo nihira. V'lo nihira. He doesn't like their argument, right? Their argument is the way Tosfos has it. Basically, right, that since there's no greater bittul than one in a thousand, and still the Torah asks it, so too, nosin tam lefgam. V'lo nihira, he says, d'nehi d'hichmira bohen Torah le'osram b'mashu. It's true, the Torah was machmir on them, with them, to asa them even in a mashu, mikol makom yesh shem Yisraelayim. Nice, brisker rush. Has the shame iser. If he would have said like the etzem ikker iser. But he just said the shame iser. Okay, it's good enough. Had the shame iser. Oval kishu pogom poka isuro. Kidi alfinon minavela. Yeah, so where is the source? That's the source of nosin tam lefgam. That, because the pasuk says, that if the food is not, if you have a nevela, give it to the ger toshav. So you see, it has to be fit for human consumption. So lefgam means it's mutter. Lefgam is not usur. Va'od, so that's the first answer. That's the first answer. Va'od ikar taima parichahu. This is a little bit harder to understand. And furthermore, their ikar tam is questionable. Deheichan asra Torah b'mashu? Where did the Torah asra mashu? B'min b'mino. Hosam afilu echad be'elef ein taimu nifkam v'lonis bato. But over there, even one in a thousand, it's not nifkam v'lonis bato. D'mino ein apogmo, v'ein amavatlo. Avon nosin tam afgam, mei korashari. Ki lo haya botam. I don't know if the second side of that argument sounds like the same as the first side. But what's the difference between his two questions on the Shita? Just in form, what's the difference?
The very premise.
Right, and the first answer is working within their premise, right? That there is a chumrah of mashu. Right, that seems to be part of their premise. That the Torah was machmir on the mashu. There's a chumras mashu, right? Tosus also has that. That there's really nothing more bottled than a mashu. But nonetheless, the Torah asks it. So that's some sort of a chumra on the mashu. It's keneged what should naturally occur. Naturally, the mashu is really totally bottled. But you see the Torah pulls it back in, right? That's the premise of their question. So the first answer is working within that premise. But his second answer is like Tosus, where he's rejecting that premise. So you're saying a mashu is the most bottle. No, it's not true. Mashu is not bottle. Right? It's just interesting to note that he's answering them in two ways, with their premise and without their premise. But Tosus just has the second answer, basically, right? That their premise is wrong. So the question is, I mean, how do we put this together? I mean, how do we, it's even hard, like, to just put together exactly what they're arguing on. Are they arguing on Lefgam? Are they arguing on that first premise? Does one lead to the other? Are they two different things? Like, what is going on over here? The second answer is saying, you have no raya from Mashu, that the Torah is dealing more chomer with this. Because he sets it up. He says, no. He says, on the contrary, where is mashu asur? Only by min b'mino. Why? Because that's dafka the case, where nothing is affecting the tam. But lefgam is not like that. Lefgam, the tam has changed already. Right? Where the premise, where the question was saying, mashu is really the most bottle. And yet, the Torah still asks it. So you see, the Torah doesn't care about bittul in these cases. So lefgam is less bottle. So it's definitely asur. But the Rush's second answer and the Tosas answer are trying to argue with that very premise. They're saying no. On the contrary, mashu min b'mino is not bottle, is natural. It's not an exceptional chumrah. It's natural. Because what's there to be mevatel it? But noticing time of gam, that's already altered. And it's saying min b'mino, there's no alteration in the tam, but mashu, but lefgam is. I mean, and also, isn't it a little bit troubling? What do they everybody has to agree with the idea of ru'i ein ru'i l'ger is mutter. I mean, that's a gemara. Noticing time of gam, we know from a pasuk that lefgam is mutter. Yeah, so let's just focus on that question for one moment. So what does it mean that lefgam is mutter? What's the case over there? Is that what we mean to say? You have to understand there's two types of lefgam, right? There's lefgam where I say that the iser is that, like, the nevela starts to rot, let's say. Starts to decompose, starts to turn rotten. So intrinsically, as an ochel, it's not good anymore. Right. So that's really the nevela itself. If you add the busser itself and it started to become putrid, as they say, then it would be paka shem nevela meaning. Right? But when we say nosin tam lefgam in these cases, we don't mean that. We're talking about like the combination doesn't come out good. It doesn't add goodness to the food. Right? But on its own, it's not really like a putrid. It hasn't gotten to the level where it's poka from this, it's mufka from Oakland. It's not like it's mufka from Achilas Adam anymore. Right? So they do agree. They agree with that. They agree that if it was, that's like the Rashba has. So the Rashba, he says, when you're asking me about Nosin Tam Lefgam, what do you mean? What do you mean by Nosin Tam Lefgam? Of course, if it's really Lefgam, like it's not Ochel anymore, then it would be Mutter. But this just doesn't taste good here. It's not an Ochel. Right? That's the Rashba in the Tuf Tzadi Tes. In the Beis Yosef quotes it too, in a slightly different form. And I'll tell you what bothers me. You know what bothers me the most? This Tosus. I mean, let's forget about the Rush for a minute. Let's just look at the Tosus for a minute. I mean, the Rush too. But their answer. What's the heart of his answer? What's the heart of Tosus' answer? And what they seem to be arguing about? Well, that's halachically, but in terms of svara, what do they seem to be arguing about mainly?
Aren't they arguing about the framework of Bitzel?
Yeah, but just the point, the one point they seem to be that Tosus seems to argue with.
Isn't he arguing just generally if it's a kalvachomer or not?
That's a good question. Is he arguing about that?
Whether the time of Masha should be a
butthole
or not.
Now, doesn't he sound, I'll read you the part I'm thinking of. He says, where does he give his answer? He says, yeah, of a lifgam hatam butthole. Right? Or like the Rush says, lifgam. In other words, they seem to be arguing on whether you consider a nosein tam lefgam like a thing that's there, but not eaten derech hana, right? Or whether a lefgam is considered itself bottle, right? In other words, if you taste something and it's lefgam, does that mean it's bottle, or does it mean no, it's there? But you're not eating it b'derech hana, right? Like the way the Rush has it also. Doesn't that seems like that would be enough to answer the whole problem? That the Rush is even stronger. The Rush is even stronger. You're saying if it's lefgam, it's simply not a shemisser. So what do you need? What do you need all the? Yeah. So what do you need to have that whole argument in the beginning? In a min b'mino, it's a bittel that the Torah is machron, or it's not a bittel at all. Who cares? Bottom line is, there's a tam lefgam here, and either the tam lefgam is considered not usser or usser. Why do they have to go into the question of how a min b'mino normally works? Why can't they just be arguing if that's what they're arguing about? So that's what they're arguing about. They're arguing about is a tam lefgam like a nothing or something.
Can't you say that's
right. I mean, why can't that itself just be an independent question? Very nice. Why couldn't Tosha say back? I mean, and that is somewhat like what the Rush is saying, right? In other words, the Rush's first answer is saying, even if you're gonna tell me that there is a chumrah. But a chumrah is not going to help you if there's no isser here. You can be machmir on isser to the very smallest degree. But nosin tam lefgam is simply not isser. So what's to be machmir on? Right? What's to be machmir on? That kind of an answer I understand. But the second answer is difficult. What do you need? What do you need the... why do you have to go back into the idea of whether min v'mino is a bittel or a non-bittel? How does that play out into the second answer? Answer is not clear. In other words, what's the rush doing in his second answer? He already said lifgam is not a shame answer. So what more is he doing? What's the va'od? See, the Gilyan Hashas doesn't like the whole thing. He says, because he just says, lo zachisi lahavin, d'ma hefresh b'zeh, d'gam b'min b'mino b'mashu, neima b'nosin tam lefgam osir, d'mashu mi'ahavi, and nosin tam lefgam is still at least a mashu. He just doesn't understand it. He just says, lo zachisi lahavin, I just do not understand this far. He can't understand how you can say a nosin and tam lefgam is not at least a mashu. Not a mashu? I guess he didn't like the rush, but that's how he's expressing his problem. It's not there? You can tell me it's not there? It's there. So it's at least a mashu. Let's just discuss this question. Let's just discuss the question. Whether you say there's a chumrah of min b'mino or not a chumrah of min b'mino, right? I mean, from Tosfos, that's the way he seems to express the main issue, that they're saying there's a chumrah of min b'mino, and he's saying there's no chumrah of min b'mino. So what do you say about that? Is there a chumrah of min b'mino or is there no chumrah of min b'mino? Right. As they're saying, there's no greater bittul hatam than a mashu be'elef. And both the Rush and Tosfos say, no, that's not true. Ein b'mino, mashu b'mino, ein hatam bottle klal, afilu be'elef. So it's like svaras hafuchos. One says, saying be'elef is the biggest bittul. Min b'mino is the biggest bittul. And Tosfos is saying, no, min b'mino is the least bittul. No bittul. It's either the most bittul or no bittul. How do we approach a question like that? I mean, it's like they're coming at the question from completely opposite ends. Completely opposite sides. But can we formulate those sides?
To be both at one.
In other words, the way the first that sheet that sounds like you're learning the min b'mino, at least the way this toast is expressing it, is that when you have Isser that's Nisarev into Heter, it now, in order to maintain its Isser, it must express itself. And I'm talking about the natural state of Bittel and Isser. Right? This is like Sam's saying. In order for, they're looking at it like, what's the norm? The norm is when the Isser is Nisarev into the Heter, so it lost its identity. It lost its physical identity. And physically, it's the miut of the whole. And therefore, in order to maintain the shame isser, it has to express itself in the new mixture. So they're saying, if you have one part of 1,000, that has no impact on the whole. That has no expression in the whole. It's completely insignificant in terms of the final mixture. So naturally, I would say there's no, the presence of the mashu is negligible. Its existence is equal to its non-existence in this tarovis. So it has no impact, no expression, nothing to do with this tarovis. So ein lecha batal gadol mizu. Ein lecha tam batal gadol mizu. What does it mean? Is the greatest bittul atam? Means to say it has the least significance with regards to the whole tarovus. Bittul is like an insignificance to them, right? The isser remains usser when it's significant. When it's insignificant, it loses its isser. Right. That's what it definitely means. Yeah. So he holds, but nonetheless, the Torah says min b'mino is not bittul. So you see, there's something different going on over here. And in the framework of min b'mino, it exists. It doesn't need to be significant to exist. It doesn't need to express itself or be significant in any way in order to maintain its shemus here. This is the first seed, the first shita. Right? It doesn't retain its shame isser by expression. So therefore, if even when it's completely insignificant is considered here, so when it's more significant, of course it's here. When it's more expressive, of course it's here. It doesn't have anything to do with it. It's not truly a Kal Vachomer, it's just more like a Hu Adin. Since we don't care about expression, so, and I'll prove to you we don't care about expression because the greatest bittul is still usur, and that's the least expression. So who cares about Nos and Tam of Gam? Why should that be happening?
So the other side is saying
the other side is reverse. It's exactly the opposite. It's saying what?
It's expressed just the same.
But the premise of the whole bittul seems to be different according to the other side.
He's saying there's no expression at all.
The other side doesn't care about whether the mashahu is significant in terms of the whole. The other side says when Isser falls into Heter, it will remain Usser until it is obliterated. It will remain Usser until there's a bittel on it, until there's a removal of its identity. And in the Min B'mino, what's going to remove its identity? In a min b'mino, what's going to remove its identity? More of itself? More of the same kinds of things? It doesn't make this less dam? Just saying, from the way that they're expressing the original min b'mino idea, it seems like they're working on different tracks of bittul. One is saying, when it falls in, the first sheet sounds like he's saying, once it's in this arev, now it's struggling to survive. It's already in a compromised position. And it's struggling to survive. And under the natural ideas of bittul, it should cease to be an isser when it's so far reduced to a trace element of something else. Why? Because where is it? Where is its expression? It's lost. It's completely lost in the crowd. Right? It's completely lost in the crowd. The other side is saying the exact opposite. Saying when the Isser falls into Heter, it remains Usser until it is positively, until there's a positive bittel on it. But you need something opposite of it to be Mevatalit. You need something different from it to be Mevatalit. Right? You need something, in other words, so if you're going to look at it, from the point of view of is it expressing itself in the whole, then you'll say a mashahu is the least expressive of everything. But if you're going to look at it from the point of view of is it being nullified, then min b'mino has no nullification. It's not nullified, it's just whatever, insignificant. But it's not negated. Like things don't negate each other. Phenomenon. Right? In other words, both sides, the Yesh Omrim and the Rush, the Yesh Mefarshim and the Tosfos and the end of and the Tosfos himself are agreeing Lamaisa there's no bittul by Min B'mino, but it's a question of why. Is there no bittul because of a Chumra Min HaTorah, or is there no bittul because it's naturally unaffected? So that's the way Tosfos is going. So he's saying if the Yesh Mefarshim is saying it's a Chumra, and therefore the Chumra they want to say should apply to Nos and Tam of Gam as well. But Tos is saying, no, there's no Chumra at all. It's since we don't accept, like the Rabbanon, the shame of Isser and Heter, and we only look at the shame of the substance, so there's nothing that's being Mevatel the substance. So there's no change in the substance. There's no obliteration of it. But Nos and Tam of Gam, you could learn, is a change in the thing. It's a change in the time. It's a change in the time that we don't, that is a bittul.
As I'm saying that the way Tosis is expressing it, it comes, it seems like it flows from how you understand min bimino, not bottle. If you're going to take min bimino, ain't no bottle as an exception to something that's normal, then you could apply that exception to lifgam too. But if you're going to say it's natural because it's unaffected, well, you can't call lifgam unaffected. See, but what the Gilgan Ashas doesn't like is, so what? But it's still there. Right? That's what he doesn't like. So what? So it's affected. But who says that's called bittel? So it's a little changed. See, Tosis agrees, Tosis admits that if you would have a case of a min b'she'eino mino, that's asa b'mashu, then nosin tam lefgam would be asa. Why? Because then that really shows you that there's just some extra chumra going on over here. Because then under the natural laws of bittel, it really is bittel. Because it's being obliterated by the other, by the mino, by the eino mino. Right? That really is a natural case of bittel should be occurring. So if there's a chumrah by a min b'she'eino mino, that's like you're saying. If there's a case where there's a chumrah that we say a min b'she'eino mino is not bottle, that must be the chachamim or the Torah, whatever it is, the chachamim coming in and saying, there's no obliteration of this. This thing is never obliterated. This thing is always omed bimkomo. So if it's always omed bimkomo, then lefgam would still be mutter. No, bittel doesn't apply to this. In other words, the point is like this. He's learning that it's possible to say a chumro, we just don't apply any bittel. But you don't see that by min bimino. Min bimino is not a chumro that we don't apply bittel. Min bimino is a din, that there is no bittel memela. That's what it comes down to. That's the way Tosis is approaching the whole thing. That he agrees in theory that if you could show me there's a case where there's a hafkoas bittel, then he agrees that lefgam would remain aser. But he just holds min bimino is not the case. Min bimino is naturally not bottle, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But he would agree that min b'she'eino mino is a chumrah. So therefore, if he says, if you're going to hold from the girsa, which Rabbeinu Tam himself doesn't hold from that girsa, but if you hold from the girsa that Rav holds min b'mino is not batal, min b'she'eino mino is not batal on Pesach, chametz on Pesach, then he says, al pi svara, the lefgam should also be aser. The only thing is, he says that we don't do that. Why? Because even if you say min b'she'eino mino is aser b'mashu, that's only gzeira because of the min b'mino. And since in the min b'mino, there's no reason to say the lefgam should be aser, because that's just a natural problem of bittel. So therefore, we can't make the derived iser greater than the iser we derive it from. So if we're only asering eino mino, atu mino, and mino itself, lefgam is mutter, we're not going to say in eino mino lefgam is aser. Even though if we were l'chatchila creating an iser of eino mino not being bottle, we would have said it. But it's not its own iser of eino mino b'mashu. It's just to not get confused, not get mixed up with the mino b'mashu. So it doesn't have to be any more chumra than the mino b'mashu. But if it were its own din of a chumra of eino mino b'mashu, in achanami holds it would have been aser. Then lefgam would have been aser. Right, that's what he says. He says, "Avol lefgam." He says, "Ubachametz bePesach lesvarim deGarsi b'mashu karav afogav deShlo b'mino aser mashu afal pisha tam bottle." So you see, really over there, the tam is bottle, and still we say it's aser b'mashu. So that's just stam achumra. So then it would make sense to say lefgam should be aser too. Mikom makom ain lesser tam lefgam shelo yeh tofel chomer mina ikar. But the only reason why the lefgam is mutter in the eino mino is that the accident shouldn't be greater than the essence. Dishelo b'mino eino aser ela atu mino. The only reason they said eino mino is aser is because of mino. So you can't do Einam, you can't make the Tofel more Chomer than the Iker. So just to sum it up, according to the way Rabbeinu Tam is looking at it, is he saying, whoever it is in this Tosis, is he saying that Min Bimino, there's nothing special about Min Bimino in terms of Bittul. There's no Chumrah that we say there's no Bittul that applies to Min Bimino. In terms of Svara, and in terms of Svara, it should apply to Mino just like Eino Mino. The only thing is, there's nothing for the Bittul to latch onto. There's no way to express the Bittul if the things are the same. Because what's going to be Mavatl? There's nothing for the other one to be Mavatl. There are no contrary things for one to be Mavatl the other. But once you get down to a change like Lifgam, now the Bittul can come in. Now it's sufficiently differentiated for the Bittul to be able to come in. You understand? It creates the possibility of Bittul. But if there's a din like a chumrah and chametz on Pesach, where even by Eino Mino, where there clearly is a bittul, we say no bittul, then lefkam would not be bittul. Now, as long as the din of bittul applies, and it's just a problem that the min b'mino doesn't have the method of bittul at its disposal because the min b'mino are not contrary. Then Lifgam will create the possibility, will create the differentiation for the Bittul to be Chal on. You understand? But, so therefore, if there's a case where we say there's no Bittul because there's a Hafkos Bittul, then Lifgam would be Aser. So that's Tosus and the second answer in the Rush. The first answer in the Rush is saying that even in Tosus, even in the Chumash to Pesach case, it would be mutter, because he just holds that the Lefkam, the Shem Lefkam, is not a Shem Esser. So that's I don't know. It's an interesting question. Are you going to say that the Shem Lefkam is not a Shem Esser at all? That's Tosus. That's the Rush's first answer. That's not Tosus. Tosus is learning that the Lefkam allows Bittul to take place. The Rush is saying in the first answer, even stronger, when there's a lifgam, there's no shame isser. Then there's just no shame isser. See, I think that the reason why they don't like the Rush, that answer in the Rush, is because you don't say lifgam is not a shame isser when you have the entity on its own. It's only in terms of ostering the other stuff. You know what I mean? So they're learning that min b'mino. I have to think it through a little more, but I think it has to do with that difference. Like we say, if something just doesn't taste good, if certain foods don't taste good, that doesn't mean they'll have gum. Like the Rashba is a big thing on that. Like, because we say, if a worm falls into your food, let's say a bug falls into your soup, right? It happens sometimes. So even if you don't have shishim against the bug, so we hold, take out the bug, and the tam is all mutter. Why? Because it's considered mos. It's considered lifgam, because nobody likes to eat bugs. People don't like to eat bugs. So it's considered lifgam.
What about the people who do eat bugs?
They're also lifgam. So the Rashi says, oh, but what about the bug? If the bug is so disgusting, so why can't you eat the bug? Why? She says, no, because that's what the Torah asserted. That itself is exactly what the Torah asserted. But as a flavor in your food, as a flavoring, it goes by lefkam and leshvach. But in terms of the thing itself, it's not going to cease being the bug because it doesn't have a good taste. That's the definition of the bug itself. But in terms of Isser ostering heter, it's only if it positively impacts the heter. So since people don't like the idea that a bug was cooking in their soup, it's a pigam in the soup. So in other words, you have to differentiate between atzmo, in terms of itself, you don't say lefkam makes it mutter, that type of lefkam, but in terms of how it affects something else, it makes
Doesn't
it.
That explain the first
it's more of a mental.
Isn't that how you explain the first
in the rush? Well, it depends. You see, when he says that there's a nose in time of gam, that's why I'm saying like, you have to differentiate. It doesn't necessarily mean that the time of the Isser is now. Because if you're going to look at the time of the Isser in the Taroves as like separate, and we want to know eating that time as its own entity, so then that type of gam is not a heter. Just like it's, you know what I mean? But if you say in terms of the other stuff.
Mixture now.
Right. Sense.